As we finish this year, let's listen to some of the musicians we lost in 2025. Sam Moore was half the R&B powerhouse Sam and Dave. He sang on smashes such as Hold On, I'm Coming, I Thank You, and this one.
We also lost the guitarist on that song, Steve Cropper. He defined the sound of Memphis Soul with the Stax Records house band. He appeared on hits by Otis Redding, Booker T and the MGs, and Wilson Pickett.
Sly Stone was one of the forefathers of funk. With the Family Stone, he played Woodstock and the Summer of Soul. They scored three number one songs, including this one.
Still a must at every cookout.
Oh, yeah.
No relation to Sly, Angie Stone helped usher in the age of neo-soul in the 2000s. She died in March. I wish I didn't miss you
anymore. A one-time partner of Angie Stone's, D'Angelo only released three albums in his lifetime, but he changed the game each time, and he was just 51. And Michelle, I think he inspired millions of men to start doing sit-ups.
The last original member of the band died in 2025. Garth Hudson played keyboards from their early days, backing up Bob Dylan, all the way to their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Take a load off, Fanny.
Take a load for free. One of the leading women of the British Invasion, singer Marianne Faithfull, died at the beginning of the year at the age of 78.
As one third of Peter, Paul, and Mary, Peter Yarrow was a major part of the folk music revival of the 1960s. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon
lived by the sea. Musical satirist Tom Lehrer died this year at the age of 97. The Harvard-educated mathematician found humor in just about any subject, including nuclear annihilation. We will all go together when we go.
All suffused with an incandescent glow. Another great who fused music and comedy, Alf Clausen, was the longtime composer and arranger for The Simpsons.
This next composer wrote many themes for film and television, but Lalo Schifrin will always be remembered for Mission Impossible.
We lost a great Broadway composer. Charles Strauss wrote the music for Bye Bye Birdie and Annie. And by the way, good luck getting this out of your head for the rest of the day. The summer come out tomorrow,
so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. And I just gotta play it on a loop to try and get it out. Now, Connie Francis scored more than a dozen top 10 hits in the 1950s and the early 60s. Then she had a surprise resurgence earlier this year on TikTok. She was 87.
Sorry now. We're listening to a few of the musicians who died in 2025. One of the most celebrated reggae musicians of all time, Jimmy Cliff, found international fame with the music from his film The Harder They Come.
We also lost two musicians who were vital parts of the 1970s rock scene in New York City. Drummer Clem Burke kept the beat for Blondie. We just keep on dreaming. And singer David Johansen inspired punk with the New York Dolls.
Two legends of hard rock also passed recently. Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley died just a couple of months before his band received a Kennedy Center honor. And the Prince of Darkness, Ozzy Osbourne, died just weeks after his final live performance with his old band, Black Sabbath.
One of the producers who worked with Ozzy over the years also got this big sound out of Queen. Beelzebub has the devil put aside for me, for me, for me. I wish wish I could hit that note. Roy Thomas Baker produced many of Queen's albums, along with records by The Cars and Journey. He died in April.
Two of the drummers who supported Miles Davis over the years left us. Al Foster joined him as he returned to recording in the 1980s, and the man behind Miles on the legendary Bitches Brew album, Jack DeJohnette, died in October.
Now, you didn't hear a lot of flugelhorn on the pop charts in 1978, but Chuck Mangione scored a major hit with Feels So Good. He died at the age of 84.
She was the first person to win the Grammy for Record of the Year in consecutive years, and she was the soundtrack to my young adulthood, Roberta Flack. She died in February. Killing me softly with this song, killing me softly
with this song, telling my whole life. We just learned yesterday about the death of a giant in the world of gospel music. Richard Smallwood led award-winning choirs and wrote timeless odes to worship. His work was covered by Whitney Houston and Destiny's Child.
And finally, the architect of one of the most influential bands in American rock history, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. I wish they Wilson brought an orchestral approach to the production of their songs about girls, surf, and sun. His genius reached its peak with Pet Sounds, often cited as one of the greatest albums of all time. If you should ever leave me,
the life would still go on, believe me. And those were just a few of the musicians we lost in 2025, and we're truly sorry if we left off someone you loved. God only knows what I'd be.